This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Almost a year ago now, we started talking to India Hines. She's the CEO of a wine refrigerator and a small appliance company called Vinotemp. And we talked to her about some of the problems she's been having with the global supply chain.
Trying to bring containers in, trying to negotiate with China, you know, to get your products in.
A couple of months ago, though, Vinotemp got bought.
After the acquisition, I emailed them and I said, thank you so much. I haven't slept like this since I was a teenager.
She'd been working at Vinotemp for more than 30 years. Her dad started it and she built it into what it is today.
It certainly was my baby, but, you know, I'm actually really good at letting go. And I look at like competitors and I still go on their websites and see out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. And, you know, so I know they're hurting.
But instead of worrying about that now,
they still have me doing some product design, so that I love because that's artistic. I actually got my broker's license, so I'm doing real estate, so that's fun.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, dancing. I started dancing. I'm like, okay, I got to keep the brain moving, got to keep my feet moving. You know, those 20-year-olds, they move so fast. I want to shuffle.
Well, the shuffling never stops in this global economy. There's the rebound here in late-stage pandemic. Shanghai is, of course, still locked down. Ships are piling up offshore. There is still just a whole lot of friction in the planetary supply chain. So we decided to get somebody from the company that bought Vinotemp on the phone. Teresa Asbury is the senior VP in charge of commercial brands at The Legacy Companies. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
So you heard it from India Hines herself that logistics is terrible and she's glad to be rid of it. Here's my question. Is it now your headache? Yes?
Yes, I think it's the company's headache, to be honest with you. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that keeps you awake at night, for sure.
Is it not true, though? And look, I don't follow this as closely as you are, but it kind of seems sort of anecdotally a little bit and maybe with some data that the crunch is easing just a tad or no?
Yeah, I would say in the last, say, 6 weeks, maybe about 4 weeks, it has eased up slightly. Mm-hmm. And when I say slightly, I mean ever so slightly. We have seen some of the spot rates come down a little bit, but potentially we're thinking that's because of the closures at Shanghai. And once Shanghai opens back up, those kind of rates will go climb back up to where they were. But I would say that anecdotally, over the last 4 weeks or so, it's gotten a little bit better.
Talk to me about spot rates then. What were you paying in normal times and what are you paying now to get, a regular container from there to here?
Yeah, sure. It's been craziness. Pre-COVID, we were landing a container on the East Coast and even into the middle of the country for about $3,600. And that was all in. That was not just to the ports. That was mm-hmm. a delivered rate. During the height of this, we were paying upwards of $22,000, $23,000 to get that same equipment.
Wow.
That shows you how ridiculous the rates climbed. And unfortunately, in order to guarantee product, we and everyone else had to pay those kind of rates.
Do you look, this is a loaded term and I use it intentionally. Do you feel a little bit like you're being jerked around a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of call it highway robbery,
okay.
but call it
All
what
right.
you like. You know, we could probably call it a lot of things, but yes, absolutely. It's the law of supply and demand, right? Us, just like, you know, many other companies out there, we need our goods, the steamship lines, the freight forwarders, everybody knows that. It certainly feels like we're being jerked around in your terms.
So I was off last week, so I wasn't on the news, but you know, I read every now and then what was going on. And I thought I saw a piece go by that said the White House basically was telling people, yeah, you know what, this supply chain crunch is going to outlast the pandemic and it's going to be with us for a while. Do you buy that?
I buy it. I do. Unfortunately, I do. You know, I've heard other individuals say they think it's like a 2 to 6 month thing. We are definitely not planning on that. Unfortunately, we're in the process of negotiating our contracts right now. Typically, freight contracts come up every May, and we're kind of at the very end of negotiations. And we're actually looking at potentially paying a little bit more on our contracts so that we can, you know, more or less, although there's no guarantees, right? We could more or less guarantee space. But the point is yes, unfortunately, we feel that it's here for quite some time.
I'm going to be presumptuous here and imagine that Jay Powell listens to this radio program and is hearing you say it, and he's hearing you say the supply crunch is going to last for a long time. And that's got to be his worst nightmare, right? Because he can raise interest rates till the cows come home, figuratively
yes.
speaking. But if we're not getting goods in the economy, then there's only so much he can do.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is probably the problem of another senior executive at your company, but, or at least I hope for your sake it is. What are your customers and clients telling you? Are they grinning and bearing it, or are they saying, you know what, we're going to start going elsewhere because you guys are, it's too expensive and it's taking too long and I'm not satisfied?
A little of both. We have some very, you know, savvy customers that certainly do understand what's happening. We also have another level of customer who may not quite as well understand the price increases mm-hmm. that will indicate that they're going elsewhere. But when they attempt to go elsewhere, many of the products that we're importing for this type of product come in from China or Asia right, in right. particular. So they're seeing these kinds of price increases across the board. So I can't say anybody's happy about it. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Teresa Asbury, she's the corporate vice president of the commercial division at the Legacy Companies. Teresa, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you.